if you believe that the solution to the problem is more Title I charter schools, supply and demand will never match. In the landscape of options throughout the country, we're anywhere from 48th to 42nd. We're pure pupil funding. We're at the bottom when you look at the 50 states in the country. Secondly, charter operators that are trying to do the work of turnaround or improving performance of students that historically have been lower performing avoid Florida because our accountability system is very rigorous. So the reward is low and risk is high.
What are the lessons of history here? What has been tried before in Florida that we could learn from in this moment?
In the past, when schools did not improve fast enough, there were a number of schools throughout the state of Florida, all in the urban core, all serving high poverty, high minority communities, and they were faced with closure. School boards, superintendents, communities did not want to close schools, period. There's still a high level of value to these many historic schools, and that's where the pure pupil funding needs to be weighted to allow districts and schools to offer the type of wraparound services that overcomes poverty, extended learning time, expansion of the arts, athletics to develop the whole child, access to health care and mental health opportunities. And so if we're talking about $200 million and how to best spend those dollars, that should be where the investment is, because we've actually seen return on investment.